Something.
We're about cheese, milchiks.
Cheese?
We're
learning about cheese?
That's how we're about cheese words. Okay, kuf tezayin on the base. Kesher shem kum natreif. A keshera, a kosher animal that was young, that was young even though it was an animal to treif. And now you cut up with the animal, you find inside the animal, there's milk. The shayla is like, are you loud? What?
Why are you talking so low?
Come closer. I'm not feeling so well. Come close.
So she gets sick. So she gets sick, right?
What?
So she gets sick.
No, I'm not sick. It's just I haven't slept in a couple of days. I'm not sure not slept.
Yeah, you're busy learning, right?
No, I'm not busy learning. I'm busy with Agnes Nefesh. Okay, so. So where are you starting from?
The Gemara?
Kuf Tezayin.
The Gemara?
No, in the middle of the Gemara. Kuf Tezayin Amabez, on the Rhyme Sechta, Chulin?
Mishnah?
No, Kesheira. You don't have the Gemara? Choymer?
Well, you would start for
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines. Kosher animal.
Now you want to use the milk.
You want to use the stomach.
Whatever's
inside.
You want to use the stomach for curdling.
You want to use
the stomach to
cure cheese. A Sheyanka minatreifa. No, you want to take the milk. Not only you curdle, you want to go mamish, take the milk stuff.
It's the milk that's in there.
The milk that's in there. You want to eat the milk that's in there. You want to eat the milk that's in there. What is it over here? What is it over here? There's a cave. A cave is nevel.
Cave also muteras.
Where's the Rashi over here? Okay, Tony, let's go weiter. Yeah, so there is no Rashi. It's v'hal fek the Gemara. It says v'hal Tony Reisha cave asnachri v'shal nevel haray. It's a sura. It's stira. There's a stira. The Mishnah says, a kev asnachri. What is a kev asnachri? You buy an animal from a guy. I go to the market, and there's a guy selling an egel. I buy it from a guy. I do a kosher shchita. I cut up on the animal, I have the kev, and in the kev, there's milk. There's milk in the kev. I ash b'chayish, the milk in the kev is treifa milk. Right? Well, if a guy owned the animal until today, what did the guy feed the animal? The guy fed the animal the milk of a pig. So if I go buy an animal, an eagle, from a guy...
That's the second case.
I'm just telling you what the case of the mission is. The mission is two cases. One case of the mission is you buy an animal from a guy. Case number two is the ta'anachanam. Exactly. You go and you have a nevela. You have a dead animal. Harezu asura. So we have a stira. There's a very big difference over here. The difference is that in the ratio you're going from
Let's clarify what it is exactly that you want to do. You want to use the chalev.
You want to drink the chalev.
Look at Rashi.
The first words of the Rashi: Kevas Nevela Hakeva Gufa. That's a little bit later on, but over here is. Okay, this explains the point. Cholov hakorosh kari keva, the kamar the shari. The issue over here is taking that milk, that congealed milk that's inside the stomach. Are you allowed to drink it? Are you allowed to drink and take and eat the milk that's inside the stomach? Let me give you a single example. If an animal goes and eats non-kosher food, if you feed an animal non-kosher food and you do a shchit on the animal and you find in the stomach this guk, is that kosher? The answer is yes, it's kosher. Why is it kosher?
Depends how soon after ate it.
Doesn't make a difference. If it gets into the stomach already is the enzymes have already acted upon the food. The fact that it chews it and goes into the stomach or it gets into the cave or the mouth.
It's a shinui
and the food becomes kosher. Same thing over here, yavav and milk. Where did this milk come from? So it's irrelevant. So the point of view is yavav, you have over here, it says in the Mishnah, you do a shchita on an animal and then the animal is discovered to be a treifa. Yeah. And in the stomach you find congealed milk. That congealed milk is mutter. But if you cut open a nevela and you find in the stomach congealed milk, because in that case you did a shchita, and the concern over there is that maybe the guy fed it pig milk.
You just know,
but it doesn't matter. Once it goes into the stomach.
It says that's harezu asura in the Mishnah.
us. So there we're going to be machmir. It's only midrabanan. We have a stira. Let's focus on the case of a nevela. If I cut open a nevela, a dead animal that never had shlita, and I find inside the stomach this congealed stuff, are you allowed to eat it? The Mishnah says no. You're not allowed to eat it. Yet it says that if I do a shchita on an animal, and then I cut open the animal, and I discover the animal has a hole in the lung, which means the animal is a trefa, and then I cut open the keva, and I find this congealed stuff, you're allowed to eat the congealed stuff. So the Gemara is saying the difference, because the nevel is maris ayin. There was no shchita whatsoever. A trefa, what?
Yeah.
A trefa, there's no marasayin.
No one knows that it's a trefa.
They know it's a trefa. You did a shchita. That's what the word is saying. You did a shchita. Because trefa.
We had a discussion before about marasayin, but trefa also.
Right. Oh, okay, so reisha nira koichon the veilois. Hacha, ika shchita. Very simple answer. You're telling me the marasayin. Let's say a slaughter pumfakert. Manavel de miisa. It's disgusting. A nevela. The isharis lake hevasa. Everyone agrees, according to what we'll learn now, that it's nikar hadin. It's mutter. Everyone agrees that the guk inside of the nevela, inside the stomach, is not halachically considered to be basa. So there's no issue. The only shail is maris ayin. So if it's a nevela that's lying in the street, and I cut it, and I take out the stomach, and I find congealed stuff inside, and I eat it, don't worry. No one's going to learn from your behavior tomorrow to eat the meat of a nevela, because a nevela is disgusting. But people are going to see you do a very nice shchita, examine the knife, and do a very proper shchita, and then cut open the animal and discover inside the chalev, the chalev, the milk of the neve of a trefa, and consume it. People will say, "Oh, the same way he did a shchita, and he took the chalev that's karush, that's congealed in the stomach, and ate it." You're allowed to eat the meat of this animal also, even though it's a trefa. It's a kal v'chomer. Man, the veil law, the meat is disgusting. The isharis le kevasa loy osi le mechal mina. This nakhli to nakhli to marasayin. Amar to said, lo, don't you dare. Don't you dare, because it might lead to something that's no good. Shreifa, shechuta, the isharis. If you're going to permit the person to eat the chol of kerusha inside the stomach, osi le mechal mina, like chol shreifa should be osir. You hear the kasha, the valdik kasha. You want to go to a marasayin, say, pofakert. He changed his mind. In Taka used to be, across the board, that everything was mutter. Everything was mutter. And then he changed his mind. And everything is awesome. Everything is awesome in both cases. And unfortunately, the Girsois of the Mishnah, once the Talmidim memorized the Mishnah, they could not get out of their head. But the Nechanam Halacha L'Maisa, they're both Aser across the board.
By Treif, it's also
Aser. And the reason why it says here that it's Mutter is because this was before the Girsa change, this was before the change of opinion. In Nechanami, across the board, the world's going to be Aser. Next one, Amar Chibar Abba, Amar Biachlan. Now we go to a cheese. Are you hungry? Did you have fleishiks for dinner? Now, tomorrow you can have milchiks, because the one sheet, if you sleep, take a nap in between fleishiks, and then go and take a nap, you're allowed to eat. You know that, Shita?
Mm-hmm. You're allowed to eat. Spilled coffee.
And that's why you didn't do it. But big, if you go to sleep, it's worth it. And that's why you come to the sheer dafyomi, and you have fleishiks, four, after sheer, you'll have milchiks. You'll have milchiks. Because you sleep right to the sheer. And a tardema, she'en kamo, l'choladeh. Even the chasam soy will be a yuzmaster.
It's not the
shear that puts
you to sleep. It's the busa. It's the busa that puts you to sleep.
No, it's the shear that puts you to sleep. The maggot shear. L'chaim.
Why'd you take that off? Why'd you take that off? Why'd you take that off the shear?
No, that goes on the shtick. Vaita, oh my, v'chil rebo, me'l yochanam amidin, be'i bekevas nevelos. Oh, givaldik. You want to make cheese. you put the milk. What do you do with cheese? You put the milk. You put the milk into the stomach. The stomach gives off an enzyme, and it makes it mamid in the kevas nevela.
This is after the
after shchita. This is
the chazara before the chazara.
No difference in that. The chazara.
Doesn't matter.
No, that was a discussion. That was purely a discussion of what you find inside the animal after shchita. This is the halacha now. We discussed them entirely in halacha. We just started the sugya when you do a shchita. You don't do a shchita.
No.
This is a new sugya. The animal you do. We're doing. You have a nevela. Animal's lying in there. You take the stomach. The stomach is empty. You wash it out. You cut out the stomach and wash it out.
It's garnished.
There's nothing inside the stomach. A new sugya. Until now, we discussed when you take the stomach out of the animal and you find inside the stomach cholov karush. Are you allowed to eat it? We consider to be perish ba'alma. If you find inside the stomach milk, we waste.
It says, in accordance with the post-retraction teaching, that the rennet of nevelas is permitted.
The rennet of nevelas is
it's according
permitted.
To the post-retraction, it's considered
post-retraction, I thought they said the other way, that the treif is also, not the nevelas, but that's not the nevelas.
It's the other way around. He said it's not everything. Yeah, look at Rashi. So let's go back to the Rashi. Let's see what's in the Rashi.
Okay.
Rashi, Kan Kod Chazara. Kan Kod Chazara. Listen to the Rashi. The Perkei Vamidin, Shal Rabbi Shmuel, Eshel Bishu Ben Mema, Asun Givino Is Hagoyim, Why Is Cheese Also, Amalo Ben Nation, Vamidin, Oso Bekev As Nevela. They put it in the rennet of a nevela. Kolaymar becholof hakarush shabo. So what's kevas nevela? The milk, not just the stomach. Well, the stomach. The cholof. What's with the cholof? The cholof is perish bialma. It's milk. It's not milk. What's so terrible about the cholof? Becholof hakarush. Amaloi vahaloi kevas oila chamur mi kevas nevela. The Amr and they said called Koyin Shadaito Yofes Sorfa Chaya. The halach is that when you go and you do a shchit on an animal, and they cut up the animal, and they find inside of a carbon oil, they find congealed milk. Okay? If you're a Koyin, hello?
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep on me.
I want to be able to eat milk afterwards.
So you call you, you're a Koyin, you do a shchit, you cut open the animal, and you find inside of the animal chol of karish. What do you do with it? The Kohanim are allowed to eat it. Really allowed to eat? Isn't there a din of Isra Hana, Mel Behegdish? Isn't there a din that everything has to go in the Mizbeach? How could the Kohanim take the congealed milk inside the stomach of an animal and eat it? The answer is... A carbon oil, yeah. A carbon oil. Last week's parsha, last Pesach Tzav, Zoyz Taras Elihi Oila, Almaida. You lay this. So you know this is the Oila. He lays every Monday, Thursday. So therefore, you take, you're allowed to go eat it. Sorry means you're allowed to swallow it. You're allowed to swallow it down if you can handle the rodeo burger. You can swallow it down your stomach. So if you swallow, so you already see from over there.
Is there the bus of with that?
No, that's our next sugya. We'll come in a few moments. There's no din bus of b'chol. It's mutter. So what do you see from this? That it's mutter behanah. Even though when it comes to kachim is the chiyav of nisa de shemayim from yedene, from hegdish mi'ila, it's mutter behanah.
Forget about the problem that it's
treif. Treif, anything.
It's not treif.
It's not treif.
We're not talking about a treif. We're not talking about an avela.
But the Gemara is being a kalvachayim. He's being a kalvachayim. Madoch, you're allowed to eat the milk of a carbon oila. An oila is also behano. It's chayiv meila. It's a chayiv karis. There's a chiv to be a carbon chatos, a carbon oshon, and yet, Mila, a person derives benefit.
Asha Mila.
Persia derives benefit. The madach, it's kodesh, it's holy. Because it's not called part of the animal, it's called waste. It's not nechshav keguf. That's exactly the point we're trying to make over here.
The same thing by nevela.
Exactly. It's not called being nevela.
It's not nechshav keguf.
Exactly. It's perish ba'alma.
Exactly.
That's the kash. So we had charata from the marasayin. So we have mekol kolkosh from the yofa shayva. Amal
b'nei shamid
mo
shalom kevas eglav. You have the same problem marasayin by meila. You don't see marasayin by meila. So you're not going to say marasayin by nevela.
So you say you know the answer. So you know what the answer is by nevela is worse. The answer is why did the original son did he say they now the wife from a goy, gevinas hagoyim. Because when the guy shechs the animal, they kill the animal, they slaughter the animal, l'shem avodah zarah. Ooh, avodah zarah is indeed more chomer than Avodah Zarah is more common than what? Then Kachim. Why is Avodah Zarah more common than Kachim? Avodah Zarah is also Bahanah. Avodah Zarah is Taka more worse than Kachim. It's also Bahanah. So that's the answer to your question. What was your question? The question was, you have your guy. You want to buy cheese that was made by a guy. How did the guy make the cheese?
He put
rennet milk in the rennet of cheese, or the stomach, or the stomach which has also in it the rennet of a non kosher animal, of a nevel, an animal that was shechted.
No problem with belias from the nevel because it's not hot.
That we're not right. Belias is no problem. No belias. No issue. That's what the next people are right. There's no issue of belias. So what's going on? How could you do that? How will I do it? Mada. That's why you can't do it. Because since a guy, when he makes cheese, by putting the milk in the stomach of an animal that did not have a kosher shechita of a goy, that's why it's awesome. What's so terrible? The rennet, the stomach of a non-kosher animal, is no worse than a carbon oila. Madach a carbon oila, which is a chiv carbon asham, there, the milk that is congealed inside the stomach is mutter behana, even though the animal is a carbon, even though the animal is sacred. But if you go and you do a shechita on a carbon oila, and you find inside of the animal, you find congealed milk, that congealed milk is mutter. So kol shekain, if you're not dealing with kachim, you're dealing with chulin, and you find inside of it congealed milk. That
what
way is
mutter?
Milk,
how does he benefit from it?
You use cheese. It has enzymes.
No, oila. I'm talking about the oila.
Oila, the kachim is allowed to drink it. So he cuts open the
animal. I thought the whole thing is burnt. It's oila.
What? Exactly. The whole thing is burnt, but they wash it out. They wash it out. And when they wash it out, they may discover there are a chunk of cheese.
That's permitted for the kachim to
eat? So the kachim can eat it. Even though the
that
whole
doesn't have to be burnt on the
mizbeach. No, no. Why not? Because it's called waste. Even though it's edible and it's delicious, it's perish. Perish bialma. So mad when it comes to kachim, which is the chomor, it's mutter. Kol shekain, when we are dealing with chulin, it should be considered waste, a waste product. And just because the animal did not have a kosher shechita, it should be permitted.
Is it the word that kol shekain because it's chulin, kol shekain because it's nevel, which is less than an iser?
Both together. Chulin, by definition, is less than kachem.
But you can have chelev, which is a karis by kachem.
That's chelev. It's chalav. It's chalav karosh.
Chelev is a chelev. It's only a lab, it should be mutter.
Okay, fine, however you want to say it. It's not kashm. Kashm is a chiv of carbon asham. It's dov chomer. The answer is, you're making a big mistake. Pum fakert. By goy, it's even worse than kashm.
Where do you see the
Rashi. Why is it worse? Yeah. Because when a goy killed this animal, why did he kill it? He killed it l'shem avoy de zara. You have to be chayish.
We're going to go with the steps.
Are you learning the Mishnah now?
I'm reading now the Rashi. We went through the pieces of Gemara. We're doing the Rashi.
Which Gemara? Which piece?
We're in the middle of the Rashi. But I'm writing in the middle of the Rashi. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 lines from the bottom. So what do you see here? You see avoy dezara is more chamor. But what do you see when it comes to the laws of...
What's that look like avoy dezara?
Asa behana. So since the whole animal is takroives, avoy dasachavim, we're going to be more machmir by the cheese that's found in the stomach of a nevela. But more machmir than we are by a carbon oila.
Well, machbah avodah zarah,
then by right,
they should be prohibited to eat the cheese.
That's awesome.
Okay,
the cheese inside.
So it's a kasha now. Why would
no? So it's the kasha. The reason why we're more machmir that you're not allowed to produce cheese with the cheese of a goy, because when you're getting it from the goy, the animal died through an act of avodah zarah, which brings upon the animal an extra special chumrah, which extends into the cheese. Masha ain't the carbon oila, even though it's kachim, and even though there's the chiv of me'ila, and the carbon asham, but there's not the severity of this
bahana. Why is Rashi bringing the oila b'chal?
This is the Gemara. But what do you see? Alma, finish up the Rashi. Alma, what do we take out of this Gemara? Chaza bo mikevas leveila. Mishum de lav gufa hi. So it says yasura mishum avoid zara. So what do we learn from this? That the only reason why in this case it is asur, it's only because of avoid zara. But if not for avoid zara, it would be mutter. What do you mean it's mutter? It's nevela. And did we not learn in the Gemara 2 minutes ago that when it's in nevela that it's asur? Obviously he had charata. That's the point Rashi wants to make. L'may nafkamina, is it a nevela from a goy or is it a nevela from a yid? If it's a nevela
Let's
from
talk about
a goy,
what about treif?
Oh, mutter. That was the Gemara's kasha. For sure, gonna be mutter. So you see, al mishum of the zar that filu pirushod nido asur. Only by the zara can far shasa mishum denichel b'neficha. He says the lamas. Why by avoid the zara do we consider the waste to be asa bahana? Because the fatter it is, the more pleasure he has when he offers it as a sacrifice to the gods. So when there's waste inside, it weighs more. When you bring up avodah zarah, they put on the scale. The fatter. So therefore, even the waste has a din of avodah zarah. Yes. It's asa bahana. But by kachet...
What's the any bechlal? It's also the right benefit. Something that was
called takroides avoidas koyichon.
But what's the
in Isidereis is a pasuk somewhere. I don't know what the pasuk is. It says in the pasuk you have to.
I'm just saying, man. Doesn't it say because if you have enough, you drive enough, what's going to happen is you're gonna be influenced.
It's Isidereis. Anything you sacrifice, gzeres hakasa. I don't know the blamus. I'm sure there's blamus. Whatever, but it's a gzeres hakasa. It's also behind.
Okay.
So that's the answer. Our mission that says explicitly that nevela is asur is going before chazara. Before chazara. After chazara, he changed his mind. It's mutter. He eat by the shmul or the or keva who the asur, ha keva sharia. The or keva is asur, but the keva itself, what's inside, is mutter. La achazor kamam. We're saying that zois. Okay, so that was the previous Gemara. Now, let's now go back to Reisha. Now let's go back to Al-Gemara. Let's go back to Al-Gemara. Okay, that's a halacha. You're allowed to take if a Jew, if a Yid, has an animal, and the animal dies, or even from a guy, it dies without a maisa shechita. You're allowed to take that stomach, you're allowed to pour milk into the stomach, and you're allowed to cause that milk to turn into cheese. Okay? Even though it had no shechita, even though it's not kosher, even though the meat, the orkeva, is not kosher.
By the way, in order to make cheese, it could be only from a kosher animal, right?
Correct, only works. So why, the metzias is only
so
works.
Why is chav Yisrael? What's real chav? Why?
No, because sometimes they add the milk they add into the cheese is also pig. They add a little bit of pig milk. Rav Moshe is very makely. He says it's not shach with the curdle. It's not shaykh for pig milk to curdle. That's why you don't have to makbid bechlal.
This is a whole industry.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Is
it
mutter even with the rabban or is it the rice with the rabban? It's awesome.
No, it's mutter. It's mutter chatchila.
In the keva of a nevela.
In the keva of a nevela, there's no basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is only basa. The enzyme is not called milk. It's not called. It's not called meat. It's not called meat. And there's no cooking taking place. There are two things which are davar hamutter.
Why taka? It's
that's not cooking.
What is it? The rennet? What's the rennet?
There's a chemical. There's an enzyme
in the
stomach.
In the stomach
that causes milk to curdle. To turn hard. There is no cooking taking place.
No. The animal has to be alive in order
for the enzyme to work. No, it's dead.
Yes.
Why is there a problem?
It's
always
it's interesting. Still, there's enzymes. There's a chemical reaction.
I don't know the answer. But you're not allowed to put milk into an animal that died through the slaughter of a goy. Why not? Because if the goy slaughtered the animal, he certainly slaughtered it l'shem avodah zarah. The entire animal has the status of an orphan.
That was back then.
Today also we follow the halacha l'chumrah. Even though it's min,
does not change.
It's min, no, does not change. There were coolest, but the ever were maker, but l'chatchila not.
Let's talk about the Catholic Church. There's no, they don't worship God. There's no pagans.
A guy does a ma'aser shechita. There's an assumption lechumra that he does it l'shem avoid the zara. That does halacha doesn't change, even though today there's no such thing.
It's Is it because you need a minion in order to be vatal? That's that the reason why?
No, I don't think so. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
That's not even a gzera. That's minatoh.
It's halacha.
Yeah, it's not a drabbana.
A guy does a shechita. The assumption is he did l'shem avoid the zara. That's the machleks of the Gemara. Stam machsheves avikachavim. Is it l'shem avoid the zara or not?
Even if you tell a guy, have in mind
not to, so you don't trust him. But this machleks of the Gemara. Stam machsheves oivet kachavim. What is the thought of a stam guy? Is it l'shem avoid the zara or not? We assume he is l'shem avoid the zara. Amalfan Rabbi Shimon bar Abba mikman kaikum ki Rabbi Eliezer. The Amar stam machsheves nachwi l'avoid the zara. Amaloi v'yel kaman. Of course. You're right. If not like him, then like whom? You are 100% correct. This halacha is going like Rabbi Eliezer. And therefore, that's the Gemara's maskana. You're not allowed to the renit of a goy. If the goy does a maisa shechita,
right,
then we give the entire animal, including its renit, the status of tikroides avoidas kechavim, which is also behana.
Why would a guy be interested in shechting a pi halacha, the rav simanim? I don't understand.
That's the halacha.
He's not shechting rav simanim. He's not doing
it. Are you just killing it?
Killing it. However, when it says shechita, means it takes its life.
I'm sorry.
It takes kills it, its life.
And that's part of the sacrificial.
Yes. That was, and who says this? Rabbi Eliezer says this. Not the Rabbanon. And he passes like Rabbi Eliezer. That's Stam.
What does Rabbanon hold?
They hold no. That a guy does not automatically slaughter an animal l'shem of a desara. Unless he declares it to be so.
Verbally?
Yes.
Interesting. Yes.
That's machlaikis. Come on, of course. Vaita. Yes. Rabbi Shulbar Yitzchak. I'm a Riochla. Ma'amidin. Nu halacha. Nai halacha. Nai halacha. Ma'amidin. Bein bekevas nevela. Bein bekevas. So he disagrees. He disagrees. You can make cheese in the
cave.
Why? Rabbi Eliezer is a Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer, we assume, is a student of Beis Shammai. And we don't pass like Beis Shammai.
The place was a town of Shammai.
Yes. Hilchos Halacha is Ein Ma'amidin. We do not put milk.
Be'or,
we pass. Ein Ma'amidin Be'or, Kevas Nevela. We don't do Nevela.
What
do
you say?
R means in the meat. In the R, the R is the actual basar. Because the basar is the chelek of the animal. And stam machsheves avu
akayv gachav. But we're not talking about akayv gachav. We're talking about akayvus nevela. Why is that a problem?
So nevela. We're not
talking about it. We're talking about akayvus nevela.
Oh, very good. So what is it over here in Rashi? You say excellent. What is Rashi?
It says let's
see one more long. Let's see. Ein ma'amidin. We do not be'or
in the skin.
But in the kevas, Rashi very clearly explains the keva means the cheese. Don't make cheese by putting it up against the leather.
One is the against. There's a barrier.
Right.
It's a barrier.
But if you
mean there's like a skin.
Doesn't it become one? You take it out.
Look, read the Rashi. Rashi says. Look, you have to go up. Go up in the previous Rashi. Rashi says kevas nevela, ha kevas gufa, cholov ha korush kore keva, the komar de sharia. Okay, Rashi's out of order over here. Okay, Rashi over here a little bit before. There are two of them, then we'll the keva. The way the Gemara here, the terminology is loose. There's the or keva, and there is the keva. We normally, we translate the keva as the whole stomach. In this particular daf, keva does not mean the stomach. It means what's inside the stomach. What is inside the stomach? Congealed milk. Congealed milk is in halacha waste. It's waste.
That has an impact on the milk that you put inside there.
I take that waste and I put it inside milk.
I take milk and I put it inside the stomach.
Right. I don't know. Right. In the stomach? Or
yeah.
I'm not so sure it means that.
I don't know.
I'm not so sure.
It says Amamid Mekeva.
We're talking about
Nivela.
He puts
inside.
A milk into the
Mekeva.
Where did you get this cave? Where did you get this cheese?
Amamid Gevina Mekevas. Bechol Vakorsh. Sheb Mekevas Nivela.
The Cholof. That you found inside the cave.
Not that you put it in.
No.
Because
then you're doing in the day, doing in the leather. Or maybe you want to go tell me that it's lined, so it's not going to actually touch the leather. I don't think it means that. I think what it means over here is, you did a shechita, you take out the keva, and you scrape out the congealed milk.
Yeah.
You scrape out...
You cannot curdle cheese with the skin of the abomasum of a nevela. Right.
But
we make curdled cheese with the rennet found in the abomasum of the
okay.
Nevela.
What did
you
say?
You scrape it out.
Abomasum, that's the stomach.
Take it out. You take it out.
You scrape it out. The animal is dead. It was killed by a guy. You take a knife, you go into the cave, and you scrape out the congealed milk. And you take that, and you put it into a quart of milk. And you come back the next day, and what do you have? Cheese. You have cheese. How? Because inside of that milk, you have the enzymes that came out of the stomach, because it's in that congealed milk, and that now in turn is going to cause your kosher milk to turn into cheese. How could you do this? Because halacha lemaisa, we pass that the milk is peresh ba'alma. It's considered a waste product. It's not.
You tell them every time they put in rennet into milk. It has already congealed cheese.
Today, they don't do this anymore. Today,
know,
it's
chemicals.
A chemical process. Yeah,
okay.
But the time of Chazal, there was one of two ways in which they would make cheese. Either they take a stomach of an animal,
yeah.
It's like a canteen. It's a big leather container, and they fill it up with milk. And they let it sit.
Okay.
And you come back whenever later, and now you have cheese.
Okay.
How did the milk turn into cheese? Because in the leather of this stomach, there are certain enzymes which come forth and have a chemical reaction with the milk and turn it to make it hard, curdle it in turn, make it into cheese.
Yeah.
That's one technique. There's another technique. The animal is dead. You take the stomach and you scrape out the lining of the stomach. What's along the lining of the stomach? It's usually congealed milk. Why congealed milk? What do animals drink? They drink wine, schnapps, beer. What animals drink milk? You feed animals milk. So you fed the animal milk, the milk's in the stomach, and you shucked it. So when the milk got into the stomach, the milk turned into cheese. But because it's in the stomach, it went through the system, it does not have the status of basar, does not have the status of milk, has the status of waste. But that waste is rich in the enzyme that is necessary to turn milk into cheese. You scrape it out. And you use it as an ingredient, like sourdough, so to speak, and you put it into the milk, into your milk, and it turns the milk into cheese. So the halacha l'maaseh is coming to Paskin. Don't dare take your milk and pour it into the stomach of the dead animal, because we hold, stam machsheves l'chumra, stam machsheves oived k'chavim l'shem avodah zarah. So the stomach has the status of an achefso de avodah zarah, which is also behanah. And you're not allowed to go use it to make cheese. But if you don't take the actual stomach itself, you scrape out the congealed milk in the stomach, that is called waste. That is not considered, at least in this sheet, this psak halacha, to the chelik of the avodah zarah. And that you can use. Hilchasa, ein mamidin be'or kevas nevela. Aval mamidin be'kevas, but in the milk. The congealed milk of nevela, that you can do, and also the kevash shechitas nochri, they go together, basically the same idea.
Because we had before, the whole problem before the kevash was maris ayin. What's maris ayin if you're taking
you
out?
You ruled against it, though.
I know, what was the
Gemara rejected that.
But what was the havamina of the maris ayin?
The Gemara rejected it. It's a mollus, the Gemara
said. I understand, but there was a havamina.
Okay, there was a havamina.
There was a havamina that someone's going to see you utilizing the actual stomach.
The Gemara rejected that havamina. The Gemara rejected
it. Did you hear my question?
Yes, what's the havamina? What changed? Yes,
you're telling me that over here he's taking out the milk that was inside there and putting it into...
That's right.
But from the Gemara before, it's mentioned that was not the case. Mashma from before was that there was a happening that it was Nirika Eichel Nevelis. How's that Nirika Eichel Nevelis?
No, you're making a mistake. That was a different case. That was an entirely, I tried to make that clear.
What case was that?
That was were you not making cheese?
No, I was not making cheese.
No, you were actually eating cheese.
Eating cheese.
Eating cheese. Like the carbon oil, that was a different sugya. I cut open the animal and I have cheese ready to go.
Ready to go cheese.
And the Gemara says, don't eat it. Frankly, okay. Don't need it, but it comes to a carbon oil law. I shach the animal in the base hamigdash. I cut up with the animal. Look at that, we have cheese for lunch. Rabbi Yisai, all the kohanim, we have cheese for lunch.
There's no cheese inside the animal. You're cutting up the animal. There's no cheese inside.
There is cheese inside.
It's kurish. There's no cheese. There's chol of kurish.
What is chol of kurish? Excuse me.
So what, but you told me the same
now it's a new sugya. Now we're coming to make cheese. They had tzvei sugyas.
So what's in so when you have the mamidim, the kevas, and the vela? It's in the
small amounts of cheese. Okay, also cheese.
Okay.
But the difference is in the second part of the mission that you're using that cheese to make more cheese. In the first sugya, we're discussing eating the cheese itself. We had one sugya. One sugya, I cut open an animal, look at that, I have lunch, I have cheese. Am I allowed to eat it? Along comes the no, don't eat it. Don't eat it. Wow. When it comes to a carbon oil law, we allow the kohanim to eat the cheese inside the animal. So what's more chomer? Nevela or a carbon oil law? Carbon oil law is more chomer. So madach, we allow the kohanim to eat the cheese. So certainly you should allow the... No, you're making a mistake. The guy is talking more chomer. It is more chomer by the way. You know why it's more chomer by the guy? Because they did l'shem v'odazara. And l'shem v'odazara, they want to be fat. They want to be fat. They want the cheese also to be a chelik of the carbon to their god. So enochinami. Avodazara is taka mochamor than a carbon oil law. The curtain closes. New sugya. Now when the sugya, can you make cheese? It's more common to use the stomach of the animal to create new cheese. And that was the sugya we went through. Good? Fine. No, we didn't finish the last line of the Gemara. What parentheses?
No parentheses.
I have parentheses.
I also have.
I don't have parentheses in my Gemara. Uvi kevas kashero, shiyankam na trefa. And it's also mutter, the kevas kashero, shiyankam na trefa. Uvi kolshri, the kevas trefa, shiyankam na kashero. My timer. Cholav hamechunos ba pirsha ba olmahu. The milk inside is called waste. It's considered to be waste, and the only time we do not allow you to do it is because only not allow you to the leather itself, because the leather by a guy has the status of avodah zarah.
It's also a problem by leather or beim kasher. It's also a problem for the marsha.
No, that's an old shaila. That's an old shaila.
Mandu agamar or kevis nevel alei af ba or kevis beim kasher os lahamid.
It's kosher.
It's a basa becholov.
No, basa becholov is only when it's cooking. Only and there's no flavor of meat. There's no flavor of meat. So what does Marsha answer?
No, it's the seed of Marsha who did the answer.
The answer is, it's not called cooking. Barrier. It's an enzyme. It's a dover she'ein boi mamish. It's a dover hamutter. There are a lot of things to say about this. First, by the way, halachah we pass in the veil. The veil it says here in this Gemara, we don't pass like this either, but the veil is also, it says. The veil is also. Why? Because the veil is a chefsa de isura. If it's not the veil, it's a chefsa de hetera. When you're starting off with something that's mutter, and you want to make basa becholov, which is a chiddush, it's only going to be asur if you cook it, and in the sedavah sheyesh baitam, the enzyme that the stomach emits is a davar she'ein baitam. Number two, you're not doing a mice of cooking. Therefore, if you have two things going in your favor, you're not doing an Isser Derais of Le Sevashel Gidi Bechalev Imoy, and the final product does not have the flavor of meat, because what's coming out is an enzyme which is Dover She'ein by Mamish.
What was it? Tam Keker?
That's not called Tam. Tam means Tam Bosa. Do you taste in your cheese Bosa? You don't taste Bosa. But here's the Chiddush. But let's say it's a Nevela. We don't pass it like this, but according to the Ha, before you change, let's say it's a nevela, kosher nevela. I mean, there's no shchitas goy. If a Jew owns the animal and the animal dies, so there's no chashash of avodah zarah. There's no chashash of avodah zarah. The Jew does the ma'aseh shchit, and then it dies by itself. According to one opinion, Are you allowed to be maimed milk in the or keva of a nevela upon which there was no chash avodah zara?
Yes.
Machloikas. Two different studies. And on one side, no. Why not? The answer, because here you have one thing going against you. It's a dover ha'osu. Even though midaraisa, you're not doing anything wrong.
It's not a sign.
No, not Maris sign. It's a dover ha'osur. It's a no. The Maris ayin is when you eat the cheese. Mm-hmm. Not when you mime it. You're mixing up two sugyas.
There's a. We have to go right over here.
All right. Choy mer b'chel b'vidam. Okay, new sugya. Now we go isser chalas. Isser chalas. There's a chumah comes to chel b'vidam. You have an animal. You do a shiddur on a kosher animal. And in the kosher animal, what do you have in the kosher animal? You have chela, forbidden fats. And there's blood. There's a potential chumrah with regard to the forbidden fats that does not appear by blood. There is potential in the event that this animal was designated, was sanctified as a korban. If you eat the chela, you over multiple isurim. Chela, mi'ila. And if you also had machsheves pigel, and if it was noiser, and if it's tamei, you have potential for all of these things in regard to the forbidden fats. In addition to being over karis, breeding fat, you can be over another karis for pigel, for noiser, for tamei, and also for me'ila, having pleasure.
They were talking about the hector chalovim. We're talking about the chalovim.
The forbidden fats.
Instead of being makter it, you ate it.
Exactly.
Okay, what's about the emurim?
Emurim. In Murim also.
Also, but there's no Isra, there's no Isra to eat a Murim. But over here, because it's all carbon, but if I ate a Murim that was supposed to have gone on the Mizbeach and had much.
Yechaifa Me'ila, Yechaifa Pigel, Noiser Tomei. The only difference is, in the event there was a Machsheves Pigel, you made it into Pigel, you'll also be over Pigel. Doesn't mean it has to happen. Noiser also, it has to be Noiser.
I thought Pigel only works alone.
Pigel only works alone when only in the Seder HaAvoida. In the Seder HaVoida, when the Machshava, Pigel is only a Machshava Chutz L'Zman. If you have a Machshava Chutz L'Mekoymoy, in addition to a Machshava Chutz L'Zman, then there's no Pigel. Because Pigel has to have the limelight for itself. But that's only in the Chalois Pigel. Once you've created a Chalois Pigel, now you can also be for Tomei, for Noiser, for Chalef, and for Me'ila.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a different sugya. That's a sugya of it has to be alone in its
thought,
in its creation, in its formation. Right. It has to be alone.
Right, okay.
But once
great beer, that was fantastic.
Once the chalois, it's chal. Now you can have more. What is chalav as a unique halacha? That in addition to all these good zaken, you also there's also a chif chalav, but blood garnished. Blood, a person drinks blood, even from a carbon, there is no potential for pigle, for noiser, for tomei, for me'ila. A person drinks a lachaim of blood.
Why? Because it's not food?
It's not food. It's not pigle. We're going to explain all the different things. It's not good food. This the chumra when it comes to chelev, mo'alin is me'ila. Number one, b'chayim le'mishum pigle, the noiser, for tomei, ma'ashenkin, b'dam, blood, zero. Blood, there is only one chiyah for blood, and that is blood.
It's amazing because on the chelev itself, there was no shame achila. In the chelev, that you should be over.
What do you mean?
Because it's
chelev.
You're supposed to be mocked there. So why is there even a din of noiser? What's shaykh noiser by chelev?
Isser chelev. Once noiser is chal on the basar, it's chal on the chelev also. This is the sugyas of isser chal al isser. It's an Isser koilo. Adapt a koilo. It's an Isser koilo. It also includes within it, since the Isser Noiser is Chal
on the Imurim. What's the difference between a classic Isser and Isser Chal Isser over here, Isser koilo? Why is that different over here?
A regular Isser Chal Isser is we have one item, one single item. Now there's a question.
Like for instance.
Give an example. I don't have an example on top of my head. Is this, here it is. Well, this item right now is also because of reason A. I also want it to be also because of reason B.
Which sounds like this case over here.
In this case, when you're going to get noiser, where is noiser chal upon? Only on this? Noiser is chal on the ganz animal. The whole animal. The chalev is just one small component of the animal. So once the iser is chal on the whole animal, Mamela, you get pulled in. You get pulled in with the whole animal. That's called an Isser Koilel. Okay? Vaita. So Marlam Bachaimlam Shum Pigal Venoisa Vitami Mash Ain Kane Bidam. Next halach of Khab Bidam when it comes to Dom Shadom Doig Bibhim of Khaiv Oif. There's an Isser Daraisa Dam when it comes to a Chaya and a bird. Bain to Main, whether the Chaya and the Oif and the animal is kosher or Bain to Hirin. It applies across the board. Ma Bamasha Ain Kane the Chaylev. The only Issa Daraisa, the Chaylev is only by a kosher animal.
You mean from a pig, you're not Oiva?
No, no. You're Oiva from the non-kosher. There's no Issa Daraisa, there's no special than Chaylev by a non-kosher.
Dam is more severe.
Avada. That's why Dam is more severe. Dam applies across the board. Kosher, non-kosher, chayos, behemoth, and birds. Mash Enkin, Chaylev is limited only to kosher behemoth, period. That's what the Bishop says, that's the Chumrah. Why don't we, when it comes to blood, you have an animal and you makdish the animal, and now after the animal, you take the blood and you drink the blood, you should be chayiv because of carbon asham. You were nene.
You mean mila?
Mila.
Nee.
And what happens? It becomes tame. Tame, you should be chayiv mishum tama.
You should be multiple
lavin. Mal just a chayiv, not a mila. You don't be sure zivach hashem. Now, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. As they always do, we're not up to blood yet. We're up to the Gemara's Kash is a general question. A general question. The general question is, really, we're going off the topic. That's the Gemara. Is that since the Mishnah was taught Stam, we're assuming that this halacha applies even to Kodshei Kalim.
Right, yeah.
The Gemara is a general question. Kodshei Kodashim cannot be eaten by the owners.
Yeah.
A regular Yisroel brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Will he have any pleasure from the carbon that he brings to the Beis HaMikdash? A regular Yisroel? Zero. Carbon chatas. Kodshei Kodashim. A Kodshei Kodashim. If a Yisroel, what?
Except for the cheese that he gets.
The Kohen.
Okay, then no, it says the Kohen only gets it. Kohen surfer.
The Kohen gets it.
It says even the Kohen gets it. Why tak only Kohen out the Yisroel? I don't know, tak with Kasha. Why can't the Yisroel get it? I want the cheese. I don't know, good Kasha. Gevald good Kasha. I don't know the answer. But let's say you have a Yisroel brings a carbon oila, a carbon chatas. Right. Does the Yisroel get anything?
No.
Zero.
Why?
It's Mamu Gavoya. It's holy. So when the Kohanim get it, it's Mamu Gavoya. So now we can understand that if something goes wrong, since it's off limits, if something goes wrong, it's Mamu Gavoya, and it's not Muta Be'achilot, because
so
it's
Tameh. Because it's Mamu Gavoya, you're
Mila. Right away, there's Mila. Once you say that this animal is a carbon oil or carbon chatas, immediately, there's a chalois mi'ilo on having honey from the animal. Because it's Mamu Gavoya, Lom Sashem. Now, question. But what about Kodshei Kalim? Kodshei Kalim is Mamun Ba'olim. It belongs to you. It's your property.
So therefore,
maybe the halacha will be that in the event that I eat it, I do a shechita, I shech l'shem Hashem, and I eat it, I should be an amputer from carbon osham. Why is there a din mi'ila on Kodshei Kalim? Kodshei Kalim is my money. I paid for this. I'm going to eat it.
It depends
general
on
question. One basic question.
The regular meat. The regular meat. There is no meat.
Right. That's the most
so
question.
On the dam.
We're not yet up to the regular meat. We're up to the regular. So the Gemara is a very basic general question. That is something we'll get out of sugya. How do you know bechlal that there's a din meila on the meat? On the meat of Kodshei Kalim. Why do we want to ask that question? Because the only way there can be a potential that there should be an Isser of Mila on the Chelev of Kodshei Kalim is if there's the Mila on the Bosser of the Kodshei Kalim.
Then I can say it's a Kelev.
Exactly. See, he got the lungs. He hit the nail on the head.
You just told it.
Because since we need to come on to anyway Isser Kelev, that's what's bothering the Gemara to no end. We need to come on to Isser Kelev. So we need there to be an Isser Mila on the Bosser. Once there'll be a din Isser Mi'ila on the Basar, we'll be able to say Isser Chalal Isser Midin Isser Koilel. It'll be a din of Isser Mi'ila, Isser Mi'ila on the Chela. On the Chela.
Yeah.
So how do you know Bechlal there's a din of Mi'ila on the Basar? Kodshei Kalim is Mamun Ba'olim. The Ba'olim get to eat the meat when the carbon is offered.
Isn't it? Don't some of the the Kohanim get?
No, they get the shoik. They get a little piece. They get a bone. They get the shoik hayamin. The chazev a shoik. The chazev a shoik. They get the shoik. Yeah, correct. The chazev a shoik. That's only a small part of the animal. Correct. But the most of the animal goes to whom? Goes to the owner of the animal. So it should be mamon ba'olim. And therefore, there's no din mi'ila.
Do you know why there's mi'ila? So you ask, how do you know where there's mi'ila?
Oh, that's the first question.
So you know why? You know why there's mi'ila? It's before you give the chazav the shaykh. Until you don't give it, then it's
your
over mi'ila.
That's tevel. That's not, that's, it's going to be a chiv, carbon asham. I hear what you're saying. Maybe misim, but there should be a carbon
asham. It only
belongs
to the...
If you eat chuma, is the chiv carbon? You bring carbon asham, you eat chuma? No such thing. There's manas kahuna. If you have grain... And you don't give it to the coin and you eat tevel.
There's
mitzvah de shemayim. But is there carbon? You bring carbon asham? Is there chiv ni'ila?
Something amazing? No, there's no such
thing. There's no such thing. So same thing. Shaykh, just because you did not give the meat to the coin, the chosev is shaykh to the coin. So you should say that there's going to be a chiv ni'ila? Chiv ni'ila.
I thought it was only permissible for the balam only after he gives the chuk. Maybe I'm
You're
wrong.
You're right. 100%. 100%. But that's not enough to be mechayiv you a carbon asham, to be mechayiv you mi'ila. When that's like, didn't Shuma. Shuma is a zel bazach.
Mino hanimili is on the chaylev.
Mino hanimili is hadi in general. How do you know there's a din mi'ila on the chaylev?
Maybe there is no mi'ila on the meat.
No, it can't be.
Why not?
Because that's what you're explaining. Because the truth is, there shouldn't be a din mi'ila on the chaylev either. Because the chaylev is also why ain iser chal al iser.
Once you do the dam on, the, once you do the zrika,
that's what's answer. That's what's answer. At face value, is kotshe kalim mumen bolim? Yes. Do they get heated? Yes. It's their property. So is there a chiv mi'ila? There should not be no chiv mi'ila on the basar. If there's no chiv mi'ila on the basar, then there should be no chiv mi'ila on the imur, on the chaylev. It says here, when it comes to chaylev, there's the mi'ila. What are you talking about mi'ila? If there's no mi'ila on the basar, how can the chaylev be more common than the basar? Kol shchein should be more kal, because it's a separate iser for the chaylev. The chaylev is this a chaylev? It's a chorus. You want to go say, is a chal iser? How can you say such a thing? If there's no din mi'ila on the basar, it's illogical there should be a din mi'ila on the chaylev. Especially...
There's no din mi'ila on the basar. There's no din mi'ila on the dam,
No, up to the dam yet. We didn't get that far yet. Up to the chaylev. It says the Mishnah... It says the Mishnah, choyim b'chaylev b'dam. What's the chumrah? Chaylev has a potential of an iser mi'ila. What are you talking about? Bishloim, when it comes to kachay kodashim, maskim. Okay. Even the basar. But the Mishnah was taught stam, and that includes kotshei kalim.
Right.
Kotshei kalim. Who eats the kotshei kalim?
The
bailam. So is there a din mi'ila on the basar?
No.
Why not? No. If there's no din mi'ila on the basar,
so how could there be
a din mi'ila on the chaylev? The chaylev can't be more chamer than the basar.
So that's what he said, that when it's on the dam, then it's kailul.
When it's on the dam, when in the dam?
Later on, when they do this weekend, and it's on the dam, then there's mi'ila. Right?
The dam. We're not up to dam yet. We're getting to dam. Okay, up to we're up to the chaylev. Right. That's okay. Minoh hanimili. So the Gemara says the answer is because the pasuk is the makish. The last six parashat saf. All the whole daf. It's a pel. The whole daf over here is all the last six. Yeah, the last Shabbos parashat saf. The pasuk is makish a carbon oila to. I'm sorry. Is makish a carbon oil? That's right. Is makish. I'm sorry. Is makish kodshe kalim shlamim. To a chatos of the Kohen Gadol. When the Kohen Gadol does an Avera, and he brings a special carbon, the par helim davar of the Kohen HaMashiach, so it says there that the Kohen Gadol shall take out of the animal the same thing that you take out of a carbon shlomim. The chozev shoik. Instead of giving it to the Kohen, you burn it. You don't eat it there. But it says take it out. Remove it from the animal, just like you remove this from a regular carbon shlamim. Now the problem is, that statement is 100% superfluous, because it already said explicitly to take it out. It already said, take this out, the chozeh and the shaykh, and burn it. And then it has to repeat itself, just like you do for the carbon shlamim. If it wouldn't tell me what to do and it would say do like you do the carbon shlam, okay, you're telling me what to do. But the repetition is not necessary to tell me to do A, B, and C, and then tell me just like you did to the carbon shlam. What's going on over here? It's not necessary. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's not necessary. The only reason why it's being taught is the other way around. It's a teacher of the Karbon Shlomim has the same status as a Karbon Chatos. Just like a Karbon Chatos. It's Kodshei Kodoshim. And there is a din of Ne'ilah.
Right.
It belongs to Hashem. Likewise, until you finish the Avodah, it's going to have the status of Kodsh of Ne'ilah. That's what the Pasuk comes to teach you. It's inside. Let's see inside. Minohanimili Amravyanai Domakra. Kasher. It says this Pasuk was written by the Koyein HaMoshiach, the Koyein Gadol, who does an Avera. He shall remove from his Karbon Chatos certain parts. Kasher, just like Urim, is lifted up. Mishor Zevach Hashlam. Frek the Gemara. V'chimah lomad Mishor Zevach Hashlam. What is that meyata? What is that necessary? The answer is, Harei Zebol Lelamed. It's trying to teach you something. The truth is, Kuvakert. V'nim Salomid. The truth is that Shlom is learning halacha from the Kohen Gadol. Makishor Zevach Hashlam. L'par Kohen Moshiach. Ma par Kohen Moshiach. Yeshvay Mi'ilah. Ah, here's the Makar. This is the Yisoyidistik of Makar for Halacha, Gan Shas, that when it comes to Kodshei Kalim, once you do the Shechita, the moment you do the Shechita, immediately you now enter into a world where there's a Chalois, Mi'ila, on the Basar.
After you do the Zrikas Hadam.
Until you do the Zrika. Until you do the Zrika. Afshar Zevach Hashlam, Yeshbal. Then it becomes motor. Then it becomes motor. Then it goes off. This mila, and then when does it go off? When does it go off the mila? After Zevach Hashem, yesh by mila. Rashi, let's see the Rashi. Rashi says,
times,
ma parakay Moshiach yesh mila beimurim doha mechayim avle mila. Yesh from bechelboy.
There's gonna be the mila. When it was alive.
So too, when it comes to from when from the moment you shecht it
after the zrikas adam.
No,
after
that's
zrikas adam, and the emurim become fit and designated for burning on a
okay. When they move, the moment you do zrika, that's when, and at that moment it's nachal meila on the chelev.
Wow,
adapt the koil.
One said, you said Kodshei Kalim are not, there's no Mi'ila min Asfari, you would say, no Mi'ila.
Right.
But what about the Chaz of a Shaykh that you have to give to the Kayin? That's Mi'ila.
No, whatever is meant to be eaten, there's no Mi'ila. Only part that has to go on the Mizbech of the Mi'ila. That's an
Echonam. You mean the Chaz of a Shaykh is Mammon of Kayin, so there's no Mi'ila even.
Right.
He's just stealing it. He's stealing it. But not stealing from Hekdesh, he's stealing from the Kayin.
Correct.